The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, the scholar of this program is Sheikh Osama Al-Attar.
Dear brothers and sisters, congratulations on the auspicious birth of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar, Sahib Al-Asr Wa-Zaman, Salawatullahi Wa-Salamuhu Alayh, Al-Sayyida Hakima, the aunt of Al-Imam Al-Askari Alayhi Salam, narrates that Al-Imam Al-Askari Alayhi Salam called me on the eve of the 15th of Sha'ban to come and break my fast with him. So I came and he told me that in the morning, inshallah, the 12th Imam will be born. I asked him, from whom of your wife? He said, from Narjis, the mother of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Al-Sharif, whose name was Malika, but she was given the other name, Narjis, as well. She said, but she has no signs of pregnancy. He said, this is what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has commanded. So she said, I prayed Salat al-Maghrib and Isha, then I broke my fast. I rested afterwards for some time. Then I got up late in the night, prayed my Salat, did some dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Narjis was sleeping, resting. A lady who is about to deliver a boy, she usually is not in such a state, sleeping so restfully. So then she got up, she prayed her Salat, went back to rest a little bit. I also rested a little bit, got up again, continued my dhikr. And then I looked at her, again she's resting so peacefully. So I started doubting, is she really going to be delivering? The minute that thought crossed my mind, Al-Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam, from his room, he called me, Ya Amma, don't rush, it's coming soon. So I opened the Quran, I started reading Surah Alif Lam Mim As-Sajda, followed by Surah Yasin, and then she got up, and she looked at me, and I told her, do you feel something? She says, yes, Ya Amma. So I went to her, I comforted her, I told her to relax, and then for a few moments, her and I kind of lost our senses. No, we were like mesmerized for some time, and then when I kind of regained my senses, I looked at the Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar, Ajjallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Al-Sharif, and he was pure, tahir. The minute I saw him, Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam called me, said, Ya Amma, bring me my boy, bring me my son. So I took the boy to Al-Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. He held him, he put his hand under his back with the feet of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Al-Sharif, at the chest of Al-Imam Al-Askari alayhi salam. And he told him, speak. So he started speaking. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ. And then he sent the salat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Aliyin Amir al-Mu'minin wal-Hasan wal-Husayn up to al-Imam al-Hasan al-Zakiy al-Mujtaba al-Askari salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayh. Then the Imam said to, and then the Imam kissed him from his mouth and told al-Sayyida Hakima, take him back to his mother. So she took him back to the mother, and then he told her, come back to us after 7 days. Sayyida Hakima said, I couldn't bear patience. No. The next day I came back. I looked for him. I couldn't find him. I asked Imam Abu Muhammad al-Askari alayhi salam, where is he? He said, we have kept him as a trust with the one whom the mother of Musa kept Musa as a trust with. When the mother of Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam put Musa alayhi salam in the basket and she threw him into the water, She kept him as an amana, trust in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam is telling her, this Imam needs to be protected. This Imam, unlike his predecessors, he must be cared for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when we read this dua, اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا. Oh Allah, be for your master, for your servant, كل وليك, the one who's the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the follower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, في هذه الساعة, on this time, and at every time, every moment, وَلِيًّا, a master, and a protector, حَافِظَ, guardian, protector. So we always pray for his protection. This Imam is being cared for by Allah. That's what Imam al-Askari was trying to tell his aunt Hakima. So she said, I left, I came back 7 days after the birth of the Imam, as he had told me earlier. Again, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam said to me, bring me my son. So I took his son to him again and again. He held him from his back with his feet at the chest of al-Imam salamullahi alayhi. And again, he told him, speak. And he said, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He said the shahada. And he gave the salat on Muhammad and the imams one after the other until al-Imam al-Askari salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. And then he recited these two verses from Surah Al-Qasas, number 5 and number 6, the one we recited at the beginning of the majlis. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we want to send our favors upon those who were weakened in the earth. وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. And we make them imams. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And we make them the inheritors. They will inherit the land. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we will enable them in the earth, meaning to rule in the earth. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And we will show Fir'aun. وَهَامَان, the minister of Fir'aun. وَجُنُودَهُمَا, and their guards or their soldiers. Fir'aun is a symbol for every oppressor. So we will show the leaders of oppression and their ministers, as well as their supporters and their soldiers. يعني anyone who supports the oppression and the leadership of, we will show them. وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا. مِنْهُمْ, from them, from these inheritors of the earth, مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ, what they were warned about, what they were concerned about, what they worried about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make peace prevail, will make justice prevail. Through Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. May Allah hasten his reappearance and make us among his companions. So this was the birth of al-Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar, ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-sharif, on the 15th of Sha'ban in the year 255 after Hijrah. I gave the summary from hadith mentioned by al-Shaykh al-Kulayni in Kitab al-Kafi, radwanullahi ta'ala alayh, from al-Sayyida Hakima, who told this information to a man called Musa ibn al-Qasim, or ibn Qasim ibn Hamza ibn al-Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, meaning one of the great grandsons of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Hakima alayhi salam told this mu'min, whose name was Musa, one of the great grandsons of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا.